Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us, and happy Tuesday afternoon. My name is Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. That's the number to call if you'd like to join this discussion of real news that is about data analysis, that is about the disparities that we see in this state, which are basically top of the heap in many critical categories, disparities between outcomes, the overall wellness of Black kids and brown kids in the state and white kids. It's something that we all need to accept, acknowledge, and then do something about. And what you can do is call your state senators and your state assembly persons and tell them to fund certain things in this biennial budget. We've got a great guest this afternoon helping us understand all of it. Her name is Emily Miata. She's the communications director for Kids Forward, an incredible organization that advocates for all kids here in the state of Wisconsin. I also want to give my apologies to Angela Lang, executive director of Black Leaders Organizing Communities based in Milwaukee. We weren't able to get Angela back on the show. Angela, you know that Emily and I love you and appreciate you, and I'm so sorry that you couldn't be here for this critical discussion. Emily, we were talking about a few of the things, specific items that need to be addressed in this biennial budget if we're serious about addressing these disparities. And again, folks, if you're just joining us, this isn't about people's personal choices. We can look at comparable states like Illinois, Michigan, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, and Ohio, just to name a few. And their disparities are nowhere near what we've got in Wisconsin. So we've got some soul searching to do. And the way that we express our values in democracies is through budgets. So Emily, tell us the specific things that if people are listening, they should pick up the phone, call their assembly person, their senate, their state senator, and say, do better on these items. Tell us what they are.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, just as a reminder, folks can find all of this information at kidsforward.org. We do a much deeper dive and a deeper analysis on all of these issues. We have highlighted a couple of places to start. Now, again, you know, this, it's not the sexiest soundbite to say that, you know, this is all deeply complex and we can't, you know, sort of dwindle it down into one thing, but that is the truth, right? This is meant to be a start, and some of the immediate things that we think would go really far here in Wisconsin and especially in this budget. So a couple of those things include, one of the ones that I hear most talked about most often is extending postpartum coverage for 12 months. For those that are enrolled in Badger Care. For those that don't know, Wisconsin is only one of two states that does not provide postpartum coverage. So after women give birth, that, you know, they're able to actually continue receiving health coverage through Badger Care. This is so critical because, you know, throughout that 12 months, you can have all sorts of severe complications, and folks that maybe are higher risk, you won't see that in those first few months after giving birth. So that is one really critical, important thing. That is one area where we do see some of the, in addition to these other racial disparities that we talked about, that is an area where we also have pretty egregious racial disparities, some of the worst in the country between Black women and white women. So that's one area. The other area is, of course, expanding access to treatment for children exposed to elevated blood levels. Of course, you know, this is a critical issue, and you know, we've seen some pretty tragic cuts on the federal level around this. I'm sure you've talked about.
I mean, let's be specific. When we talk about lead remediation, lead testing, the impacts on kids, the city of Milwaukee asked the Federal Department of Health and Human Services to help them analyze their data to try to triage what to do and where to do it first within the Milwaukee public school system. Oh, sorry, that program within DHHS has been defunded. Mm-hmm. Absolute abomination. No solution from MAGA Republicans here in the state, in our state's budget. Get on the phone, call them, t- tell them to address lead remediation. Sorry to pop in there, no. Emily, but it's insane.
That emphasis is so important. Absolutely, 100%. It's ridiculous. So that's another big one. You know, the other big one, of course, and, you know, to bring it to the, trillion-dollar elephant in the room, Medicaid is a huge, Medicaid is a lifeline for 1 in 3 children in this state. And Medicaid funds account for more than 1 out of every 4 dollars that make up the state's nearly $50 million, or sorry, billion dollar budget.
That's incredible. I just want to speed you along because I want to emphasize these two other elements that are so critical. One, and I'm going to group two together, special education funding. Mm-hmm. Please push that with your state senators and assembly persons. And of course, school-based mental health. The GOP, the MAGA regime's approach to public education funding, specifically kids' mental health through public schools, is abysmal in this state. And last, but certainly not least, we need to be taking a much more comprehensive approach to violence prevention for our young people. We're not doing that. Get on the horns, find all of this information. What's the website again, Emily?
Kidsforward.org.
Kidsforward.org. Her name is Emily Miata. Go to kidsforward.org to find all of this incredible information. Big thanks to Kids Forward and the Annie E. Casey Foundation for their Kids Count 2025 study. When we come back, I'll be joined by Nick Ramos of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign talking about the pernicious impacts of money and politics here, as the Washington Post is reporting that the very balance of the House of Representatives will be decided here in Wisconsin in 2026. Stay tuned. It's the Civic Media Radio Network.